You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill. Andy Holding on duty again to look at day three of the Galway Festival 2018, of which the highlight comes in the shape of the Galway Plate at 7:20, where 22 runners are due to go to post. A really competitive evening's card. I must admit, this is probably the toughest day so far, and some of those handicaps are really going to take quite a bit of working out, but we'll do our very best to plough our way through the card. And we begin with a maiden hurdle over 2.5 miles, in which Debouché bids to finally get his head in front over hurdles after four attempts. He's certainly been dipped in the deep end, because he was ninth in the Supreme Novices hurdle behind Somerville Boy on his penultimate start. Unfortunately fell at the Punchestown Festival and was still in every chance in that Grade 1, eventually won by Dortmund Park. This looks a decent opportunity, one would have to say, for Max Mullins, his five-year-old, to get his just rewards. But he does face a fairly stiff competition against two likely types from the bumper sphere in the shape of Get a Reason and Mal McGilloney. And of the two, I think Mal McGilloney is the one I'd probably go with here each way. He's around about 7-1 this morning. That looks a fair bet given his form throughout the summer jumping period. He's a former point-to-point runner, and he's taken really well to his racing under rules. That's second behind the Red Menace in what's turned out to be a very decent contest. Atlas Stole a couple of runs ago. Certainly looks good on paper. Get a Reason arguably travelled like the best horse in the race, and he probably will come on for the run in the hands of Ruby Walsh. But I do like the way that Dennis Hogan's charge stuck his neck out and kept on willingly for second. And he got his just rewards when winning a bumper last time out when dropping a trip at Bellierstown. He's got all important hurdles for him as well. Next to his name with the third at Killarney back in May. So there's every reason to believe that Magaloni will at least hit the frame around about the 7-1 mark this morning.
Race 2.
On to the first of the very competitive handicaps then, coming up at 5:40. It's a 2.5 mile contest, and there's so many horses that can be fancied here. I'm a little bit annoyed, really, because the White Volcano would have been my first choice, but he doesn't make it. So I'm left with Victoria Bay here as the optimum each-way alternative for me. Around about 10-1 this morning. Colin Bowes, mare, comes in here in really good order so far this season. And her victory last time out at Down Patrick backed up the one that she achieved at Fairy House on softest ground back in April. I like the way this mare travels. She's got quite a good cruising speed, and she finds plenty for pressure as well. She stays pretty strong. I think this stiff track will suit her. She came up the Down Patrick Hill in pretty ready fashion. So Colin Bowes, five-year-old Victoria Bay, looks a decent each-way bet there in race number two.
Race number three.
On to the 6:10 then, and once again a very competitive race, this time over the extended 2 miles. It's for the mares and the fillies. A couple of the standout here are the Last Indian, who appears to be improving at a rapid rate of knots. She'll absolutely adore the conditions here this afternoon. They are due a little bit of rain close to racing as well, so just do bear that in mind. But I also quite like Time to Get, who was a ready winner last time out at Punchestown, off the back of two solid placed efforts at Listowel and at the same track previously. That indeed, that third behind Holding Pattern has been upheld by the winner and the second subsequently. I thought Holding Pattern ran really well here in the opener yesterday behind one of Willie Mullins's useful novices. She's not badly handicapped off a mark of 114 on her first start in this sphere. And Niall Redmond as well, who takes the ride, has been riding her on a regular basis throughout the summer jumping period. So odds ran about 8-1 this morning. Time to Get is my each way pick there in the third race.
Race 4.
On to the flat then, and the 6:45. It is a 1.5 mile maiden. Quite a few that can be fancied here, including Dermot Weld's Cesarel. But at the moment, Dermot's still struggling for winners at the moment, even at his beloved Ballybrit. Things just aren't happening for the Master of Rosewell. So with that in mind, I'm probably going to go with Charlie Stout here, who is very much a stout stayer. all his best form has come in the National Hunt sphere. And his last run at the Ferry Ass Festival was a very commendable one in a very competitive handicap when he was third behind Low Sun. He has got some decent performances to his name, however, on the flat. And he ran perfectly respectably in his last attempt back in October when he was third behind Art of Security from the Noel Mead stable. He'll light the ground here today. Looks as though he's been laid out for this particular race. He's got a good record at Galway on his previous three visits. And I just like the horse. I think he's just a very admirable, strong travelling type who sees out his races really well. So around about 6-1 this morning, Charlie Stout. Each way is my advice there in race four.
Race five.
On to the biggie then, the 620, the Tote Galway Plate. And the word on the street is that there's likely to be a non-runner here at time of recording, in the shape of Elici Inoir. And that probably gives the race a whole different complexion, because Patrick's Park, of course, stable companion of Elici Inoir, is most likely to run, so I've been told. And if that is the case, then William Mullins' 7-year-old has definitely got to come into the equation, because he's clocked some good time figures and he's looked very impressive in victory at Leopardstown and at Punchestown when we last saw him. He's been crying out for further than the 2 miles he's been contesting early on in his career. And off bottom weight, you can see him going well. Favourable mentions also go in the direction of the novices Jury Duty and Colino Dairy, of course, from yards who are synonymous with this race. But my two against the field would be Slow Motion and the Peregrine Run. I'm hoping that rain doesn't come in time for Peregrine Run, because he's very much been laid out for this race. He was third at the Punchestown Festival last year in the big Grade 3 behind Rath Vinden. He subsequently gone on to win at Killarney, beating Rath Vinden in the process. And I like the way he performed on his first run back on the flat the other day down in Killarney, suggesting that connections have very much got this race in mind. But he wouldn't want the ground any worse than yielding. The other one I quite like is Slow Motion, as mentioned, who was third in this race last year. So clearly, Joseph O'Brien and connections have laid this horse out. Barry Gerrit has been booked. And they put the blinkers on for the first time just to sharpen her mind up a little bit, because she can race a little bit lazily. She also has got some nice form on a softy surface, albeit I do think she's better on, say, no worse than good to yielding. And off bottom weight here, with Gerrit getting down to do quite a light weight for him, I suggest she should be there or thereabouts if she jumps a clear round. But a wide open Galway play, a classy one as well at that too, should be fun. And hopefully the one or two I mentioned there might come up trumps.
Race number six.
In the 8 o'clock then, and another very competitive race we've got on our hands here. El Greco, he's bound to be a popular choice off the back of two victories at Cork and Killarney respectively. If it does rain, however, he's got to prove himself on a little bit of an easier surface, but he's got some good numbers next to his name, and I'm sure he'll go well. But I do like My Silver Nails. I think he's very she's very reliable, and she comes from a yard in fantastic form at the moment. They had a winner on day one of the Galway Festival, and this filly's been largely consistent throughout her last four or five starts. Indeed, her run the other day behind Tezzetto at the Curragh was arguably her best. Prior to that, she'd won at Roscommon and Bellistown. She stays the trip really well, and from a nice low draw in stall five, it's hard to see her not going well here, this three on the hands of Gary Carroll. So My Silver Nails, quite a strong each way choice there.
Final race.
On to the final race then, the 8:30, the extended 2 mile handicap, and I don't think many of these are going to get the trip. One horse is definitely going to come into the equation, is Brona's Belle from the informed Willie Mullins yard. She stayed on really strongly when she won at Leopardstown, really thriving for the step up and trip, and you do wonder why she's only been running over 5 and 6 furlongs prior to that being a filly by High Chaparral. I do think the only thing that would stop me backing her at a very short price is stall 18, but providing Shane Foley can get a nice run in and slot her in somewhere, don't forget Riven Light won from 18 yesterday, then she's certainly got a chance, because she found a really good turn of foot the last day at Leopardstown in the closing stages. If you're looking away from the obvious, then maybe Slippery Serpent might go well here, around about a 16-1 poke on the morning line. Then that's a big price for the Red Road Grady 7-yard. He lowered the colours of Tornado Watch in a good maiden at Leopardstown last time out, and I know that connections of Tornado Watch think that their horse is quite useful. Indeed, Tornado Watch was runner-up behind Latrobe at the Curragh previously. So Slippery Serpent was obviously beating a useful horse. He's got plenty of form over jumps as well on softish ground and in big field. So even though he's quite an experience on the flat, he has come from a hard knocking background of National Hunt races. So I wouldn't worry too much about that either. So I do think Slippery Serpent, along with Brona's Belle, should go well in the final contest. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join me again tomorrow when we're going to be covering day four of the Galway Festival, of course, in the afternoon this time. And we've got the Galway Hurdle very much on the top of the agenda for tomorrow. So another mixed card at Galway tomorrow. Hopefully you can tune in for that and have a great afternoon and hopefully back a few winners. It's bye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.